This is the appeal for 72 Wedgwood Drive, Colchester, Board of Lister appeal hearings. What we will do is we'll go around the table, introduce ourselves for the record, so it's on the record of zero, and then you will have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the assessment should be, and then why, and we will may have some questions. If you've got questions for us, we're happy to answer what we can, and then we will go into a deliberative session, come up with a determination of what the value should be, and then we will send you a results or grievance notice by certified mail within 2 weeks of the closing of the hearings. So the hearings are scheduled to close the 13th. 2 weeks after that, you should receive something.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's go around the table. Jerry, you can start.
Jerry Theros Lister.
Robert Vickery, assessor.
James Tierney, homeowner.
Great. So you have the floor, James.
I wanted to start with the initial assessment of the house. The original said that the property or the house would be valued at 180 and before depreciation, and I'm just wondering where that original number came from before we started even talking about the depreciation. I don't think that a house that was 51,000 in the year 2001, even with an inflation up to 2025, I would see it at around 120 before depreciation. I'd even go up to 130, but I just am confused on where that number originally came from.
Yeah, so basically we're looking at the houses that were put on the lots between 2024 and 2026, the brand new ones, and what they sold for. And so those sale prices are anywhere between $175,000 to $205,000. So that's where that replacement cost new comes in, is those sale prices of those brand new homes that were
put on the lot.
Yes. And what those sale prices were.
So my next question was, Vision was supposedly supposed to come out and walk the property, so on and so forth. I never got in contact with them, never had any kind of date set up, and I've got cameras all over my property, so even if they were to come out and do the assessment themselves without an appointment, I never saw them. I never got them on any of my cameras, and so I don't even know how they could do an assessment without ever stepping foot on the property.
Yeah, our notes say that Aurelia was there September 29th, and she talked to somebody at the door.
That never happened.
That never happened, okay. That could be a coding error.
Okay.
So, you know,
I mean, my
stuff at the door and no one was there. She codes that as a 01, they put it in as a 07. So it can happen, so.
And then I feel like the depreciation of the house is a little bit more. The shed is not in good repair. The roof needs to be redone. Siding, there's a lot of repairs that need to be happening to the shed. The skirting of my house has been ripped out, and I've been dealing with trying to keep a raccoon out of there for the last 3 to 4 years.
So all the way around?
Just in the back corner of it. And I know he's been ripping up the bottom of there, ripping at the fence. I can hear him all the time. So for nobody to even step foot and even look underneath the skirting to see what it's looking like under there worries me. I just don't think the initial 180 to start was a good place to start for this house before depreciation.
Yeah, and that's brand new. That would be if you were to buy this house from Fecto Homes and put it on the lot.
Right.
That's the estimate. And then because it's 2002, we're depreciating at 13%, given other sales of homes that are 15 years old, what they're selling for.
Okay.
And that's where the 13% comes in. So everything's pretty mathematical. It's just, this is what the new sales are coming in. What's the average price per square foot? That's what we're going to apply to all the brand new ones. Then we list all the sales of the mobile homes based on the age.
Right.
And then we come up with that curve, and then we apply that curve to your data and your age of that.
So, I mean, I looked at Zillow and at home values for something similar across the map, and I don't own my land. I understand that we added the 60,000 on top of it to for a different tax reason. That's fine. But I'm seeing my house go for 150 when they own the land. So that's where another portion of this doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and did you look at some of the sales in Westbury Park of what those prices were?
But we're talking about 60,000 for the Westbury Park portion. I'm talking about outside the park. We're not even taking that into account.
Yeah, we can look at Breezy Acres. We can look at, Hillcrest. We can look at
Woodland Shores. I'm talking about places where they own the land, not co-ops or anything like that. I'm talking about houses that are the same as mine, mobile manufactured homes, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, going for 150 when they have the land included.
In Colchester.
In Colchester. And surrounding areas.
Do you have any addresses?
I don't own them at the moment. But
okay.
I just don't believe that that's a fair value of the house. I think, again, the 120 that I stated prior, plus the 60,000 for the property, at 160 seems fair to me for the house. All right. Did I say 160? I meant 180. I apologize.
Yeah, so you think the estimated market value of the mobile home is around 120?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And how... it's 2002. Any... ice damming on the roof? Do you get any like water coming in underneath the shingles, staining on the edge?
In both my bathrooms, my master bath or master bedroom, inside my closets, I'm starting to see a little discoloration. So the roof is coming up to within the next year or so.
Yep. And how about the floor, around the toilet or on some of the vent?
The toilets are fine. The hot water heater, the floor there is starting to sink, really.
It's starting to get soft. The subfloor is getting soft.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. And is it the original flooring?
It is.
Original windows.
Mm-hmm.
Original siding.
Mm-hmm.
The wood decks. How is the decking on the wood decks?
It's in need of repaint. Pretty bad. A couple of boards need to be replaced, at least a couple of boards.
Okay.
All seems to pile on.
Yeah. We have that you have central air. Do you have central air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I bought the property. I bought the house 4 years ago for 83. I think a jump to 156 would be a great investment, but I just don't think it's feasible.
Do you have any other?
I don't have
questions?
Any other. You guys have any questions for me? Anything else I can?
No. And you do understand the state statutes with the co-op ownership?
Yeah, I'm not here to fight that.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just asking if you have any questions about it.
No, I researched that and Yeah, I understand why it was done, and again, that's fine by me.
Okay. Hopefully your lot rents will go down equally to what...
Everything's a business.
So...
Everything's a business, and I don't hold my breath on that part.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it was done. And you get to apply your residential tax rate on that, and you also get to apply for your income sensitivity based on the higher assessment as well.
So the last, so I didn't know that prior to when I moved in, so I had tried to apply for that the first year that I was there, and I was denied. So is it like something's changed in your guys' records that will make that not get?
So it's based on your income and what your assessed value is and what you paid for taxes the prior year. So, you know, if you make under a certain amount and your property taxes are over a certain amount, then you get a approved for the rebate. Because where the park is no longer getting tax bill for the land, you're getting the tax bill for the land. That would mean that that income to tax percentage is higher, which means you could get approved for that, which would lower the education rate a little bit, or education tax dollars a little bit. I don't know what your income is, and I don't want to know, but that percentage of income to property tax is what really creates that.
Okay.
So because you'll end up paying more in property taxes for your property, you may qualify for that. Now, you know, you should be paying less in lot rent because the co-op is no longer getting a tax bill. Right.
Yeah. As I said, everything's a business.
Yeah. I mean it.
But that's neither here nor there. I understand what you're saying, though. Yes.
All right. So, you know, so ultimately, it should be more affordable for everybody because it's going to lower the actual taxes that are paid on the land because of the residential rate and the income sensitivity. But, you know. Yeah. Well, you need to be on talking to the
board. I'm at the